At the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show, I've had the opportunity to visit the Cotton Museum in downtown Memphis, and I'm visiting with the executive director, Anna Mullins. And Anna, just first of all, tell me how you got involved with the position of here with the museum, and we'll just talk a little bit about what the museum offers to its visitors.
Yeah, my family has a history in agriculture, specifically here in the South. My father works for Bayer Crop Science, and he has been an entomologist since I was very little. Mm-hmm. So I grew up around cotton. I grew up around ag, so it was always something that was in the back of my mind. And after I finished graduate school, I started working in ag media, and I worked for Cotton International magazine, where I was fortunate to meet a number of cotton traders who were intimately involved in the creation of this museum and continued to be advocates for it. So when they were looking for a director, I was eager to take the position.
Well, it's a historical building here that housed the Cotton Exchange, and now we've got even some other business located here too. But ground floor, you've got a gorgeous museum there showing a lot of different parts of the history of cotton.
Yeah, our museum endeavors to cover the entirety of cotton history, but we specifically focus on the history of the U.S. cotton industry, and more specifically how Memphis was founded as a cotton port and how the cotton industry shaped this city and this region. So it covers everything from slavery and sharecropping to modern-day cotton growing. You know, we talk about both the history of the evolution of the different technologies, and we also talk about the cultural influences that cotton has had on our, you know, specific arts, literature, food, music. So everything from blues music and barbecue, things that Memphis are known for, are certainly things that we try to connect to cotton for our visitors.
Probably like a lot of museums, you have members. You can become a member of the museum?
Absolutely. Members are in many ways our lifeblood. We are supported by both, you know, membership and donations and corporate sponsors, which is a big part of the party we're at tonight. but for this party, we have a party every year during the Farm and Gin Show. This is our third year, actually. It is called the Season Starter Party, and we consider it a fun way to kick off the growing season and also kind of part of our busy tourist season. And it's a great time because we have all of these growers and also reps from different ag chem companies that are in town. So we have this beautiful space. The Exchange is a gorgeous building. The original trade floor where our main exhibit is just a stellar room. So we open it up to the folks that are in town. We have some generous corporate sponsors tonight. Bayer Crop Science and Case International Harvester are our title sponsors. So they bring guests. And then we also ask our members, our museum members, we invite them to come for free. And, you know, we just have food and drink and live music and we throw down. And it's a nice time to relax after the gin show and get ready before day two.
Yes. So you don't do this both nights then?
No, we're done after night. Tomorrow night we'll head over to the Peabody for there. We'll be guests tomorrow night instead of hosts, which is always a fun turnaround.
Well, great. I'm glad we had a chance to visit here. I want to get you out to your guests. Mm-hmm. Hopefully some of those will be filling out some of those. I think I saw a membership forms down there.
And we'll if you're not here tonight, we have a website, memphiscottonmuseum.org, and we invite you to go to our website and easily become a member there online. It'll keep you up to date with all of, we've got activities almost twice a month. We've got three parties a year that our members can come to for free. And you're supporting the great work that we're doing here.
Wonderful. Well, I am looking forward to just looking around a little bit more and always learn something. And I already have here because it's my first time at the show that's going on right now. So thank you very much, Anna Mullins, visiting with me here at the Cotton Museum in Memphis. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.